So how does Avodas Yomi connect to Chanukah? So firstly, I was thinking very poshut. We have the words Neis Gadol Hoya in our Gemara. Neis Gadol Hoya Blechem Aponim. How often do we have in Gemara these words Neis Gadol? That's number one. And number two, we ended the daf with a discussion regarding the Menorah. So we have two connections to Chanukah. But I was thinking perhaps about a third connection. You know, there's a kasha asked. We know that they only had a small amount of oil. Gemara Shabbos tells us that they lit the menorah and it lasted for 7 days. So the small amount of oil stretched itself and supplied the menorah for 7 days of hadlok. The kasha is, how is that kosher? Torah says you have to use shemen zayis. This isn't shemen zayis burning. So little shemen zayis doesn't burn for 7 days. This is a supernatural burning, supernatural oil. It's shemenes. That's not kosher for menorah. You have to have natural oil. Shemenzai, it's not shemenes. So what's the point of the shemen stretching for 7 days? What's the point of the fire burning for 7 days? There weren't even yaitz of the mitzvah. It wasn't shemenzai. So the truth is, we have the same kasha on our Gemara as well. We know that the Aron needed to have a certain size, certain dimension. 2.5 amos long, 1.5 amos wide. So how did the Gemara say that the urn wouldn't take up any space in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? We learn, Mokim urn, Einu min amida, wouldn't take up any space. If that's the case, then it has no dimension, it has no size, it's not kosher. If it's not taking up space, it doesn't have a shear. It's not 2.5 amos long. That's not kosher for the urn. So the answer given, and I heard this from several sources, is as follows. When we're dealing with something supernatural, we can sometimes have two factors which seem to be contradictory, but still they can work in tandem, and they're compatible with each other. We had, for instance, Gabriel, on our base, who's the Sar Shalesh, source of fire in the world, and he cooled off the fire. So we can sometimes have cold and heat working together. L'shem Shemayim. We're dealing with something miraculous, yeah. And even two opposing, two things which are polar opposites, they can work together and compatible with each other. The urn, certainly it had a midah. It was 2.5 amos long. The Kodesh HaKadoshim also had a midah. It had a space of 20 amos. The chiddush here was that when they're placed together, they don't interfere with each other. One does not mitigate. One does not adversely affect the other one. They cooperate with each other. That was the miracle. That was the nes. That they can work in tandem. They can work on a supernatural plane, in which case they don't affect each other. So the urn, independently, has a midah, has a dimension. Kodesh HaKadoshim on its own has a dimension. That's fine. So even when they work together and they don't interfere with each other, the Mokim Oren, but not interfere, not take away, not take up any floor space from the Kodesh HaKadoshim and minimize its size, that's not to say that the Oren itself lost its dimension, lost its midah. It still occupied space, but didn't take away from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. try to understand. It's a nice how this works together. But the point is, each element within the equation independently has all its factors, has all its elements. The urn was 2.5 amos long, but still, it didn't take away from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We find a similar concept in the Torah. The Torah says, Moshe Rabbeinu sees his sneh burning. V'hine yasneh boir ba'ish, v'asneh einanu ukal. The fire burning, what's happening with the sneh? It's not being consumed. And he was amazed. He's wondering, what's going on? Let me go and see it. It's a miraculous phenomenon and has to be checked out. And in fact, Hashem introduced himself, so to speak, through the fire, through the Shechina, and that's his first encounter with Hashem. So the sneh is burning, but not being consumed. How does that work? If it's burning, then it has to get consumed. Teretz is. Think of it this way. A fire is really doing two things at once. It's burning off something, off a wick, off a piece of wood. And number two, it's consuming that fuel. But if you could somehow entertain in your mind that these two things could be split, perhaps you could have one without the other. The fire is burning the snare is not being consumed. It could be. It's an ace. But it's not contradictory. You can have the fire burning off that fuel, but the fuel is not being consumed. Same thing regarding Nes Chanukah. This was Shemen Zayis, par excellence. This was natural olive oil. He had a small amount, a chatzilug, which somehow lasted throughout all 7 days. All 8 days. Right? The question was, isn't this considered Shemen Nes? Natural oil doesn't last that long. Shemen Nes is not kosher luminary. The answer is no. This is ordinary oil on which a fire was burning. Gashmi is fire. So far, so good. Now, Shem made an ace that the fire should burn and burn, but the oil wouldn't get used up. So that factor, that manifestation of the fire, didn't come about. There was no consumption of the oil. But the fire was burning off that oil, off that Shem and Zayis, for 8 days. And therefore, it was kosher luminary. Afreilach and Chanukah.